ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हम सावहम चत्वम चार्य साथायो मनसायनाओ अभूतम अंतरवावका साहस परिवत्सरान।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. Purport. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities live together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. However, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down into the material world. Even while he is in that position, the Lord remains with him as a super soul, his intimate friend. Because of his forgetfulness, the living entity does not know that the Supreme Lord is accompanying him as the super soul. In this way, the living entity remains conditioned in each and every millennium. Although the Lord follows him as his friend, the living entity, because of forgetful material existence, does not recognize him. So here we're discussing about Puranjana, who became a woman and fortunately was married to a great devotee, and when the time was there to give up the responsibility of family life, he went to the forest and his wife followed him, and he was fully absorbed in worshipping the Lord, and then finally he gave up his body. And then Vaidarbhi, Puranjana in the form of a woman, was there, and she prepared a funeral pyre and she put her husband there, and of course she was greatly lamenting, which is natural when a dear one leaves the body. So also this morning we heard one devotee from Italy left this body just 2 days ago, and so then all the devotees, of course, especially those who knew him, they were of course then feeling some sadness that our dear friend has gone. And of course the devotee, he was physically not well, and so then ultimately it was a relief for him to leave this body. And also the devotees who knew him, for them it was also actually a relief, because they know that now he's giving up the body and he will get, if he has not reached the transcendental position in one of the Prakatlila of Krishna and attained Vashtu Siddhi, then he will have to take birth again. But it is assured that he will take birth in a family of devotees or into an aristocratic family, and there he may continue his devotional service. So all the devotees are praying for him, and also Mother Parvati asked me to mention that Tamakrishna Goswami's mother, Tamakrishna Goswami, a very dear disciple of Prabhupada, who left this world also a few years ago, who was initiating Guru and GBC and did a lot of service for Prabhupada, his mother is just about to also live leave her body in America, and Tamakrishna Goswami's brother is also there. He's a devotee also, and he's coming regularly here. And so, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishna Baranam ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. So we pray to Sisi Gonitai, Krishna Baranam, and Radha Shama Sundar that she may leave this world without too much pain, and that she may also then get a new body by which she can perform devotional service again, and then ultimately come to the highest position and fully realize, that is actually the goal, to fully realize ourself, Atma Sakshatkar, realization of the self, that is the aim of life, when we have the human form of life. So it is not just the soul that we have to realize, the soul, but the soul we have to understand, and we know that the soul is not just a small little thing, although in the beginning it is mentioned in the scriptures, and in the beginning stage when one is not so realized, so he's not realizing very much about the soul. But just as it is mentioned in the scriptures, the soul is actually ultimately completely transcendental and completely different from this body. And just like the Supreme Lord, Satchinananda Vigraha, Krishna's form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So the living entity's form is also full of bliss and knowledge, eternally. But Krishna is Vibhu, is very great, and the living entity is very infinitesimal. Everything is included in Krishna. All the spiritual material world, all the different personalities of Godhead, it is mentioned 10th canto, when Krishna is coming, all the incarnations are coming with Him. So everything is in Krishna, and is separate also. That is inconceivable to the materialistic persons. But the devotees who are doing properly bhajan, they may realize, they are realizing to some extent. So the living entities, they are anu, infinitesimal. It is mentioned in two places, at least in the scriptures, the size of the soul. If you take the tip of the hair, just the tip of the hair, a small particle of the hair, you cut it 100 times. Even that is almost not possible actually to do that. But maybe some scientists, they can do that by some, like nowadays, they have so many things they can do, very amazing things. They make these computers and mobile phones, and so many things are in there, very sophisticated. So they may cut the tip of the hair 100 times, but to cut that again 100 times, that is almost not possible. And that is the size of the soul. Very small, infinitesimal. And so in the beginning stage, so we know that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and so we have to try to realize that we are very infinitesimal, very tiny. That is the beginning. And then when we are properly performing devotional service, under the guidance of the pure devotee, who has realized, who is a realized soul. And usually, of course, two kinds of pure devotees are there. Those the Nitya Siddha Parikar, those who are eternal associates of the Lord, they come down here to this world to deliver the conditioned souls. And then there are some others, by performing sadhana or by kripa, they also become perfect. Either by sadhana, and usually sadhana and kripa is combined. Simply by sadhana we cannot become perfect. The kripa element has to be there. But then there are others, they have not done so much sadhana, but they have done something special by which they became kripa siddhas. They got some special mercy, but which is rare. Just like in material world, some people, they do something very special and they are awarded the title of doctor, or they become professor, even though they have not gone through the process of the school and the university. So that shouldn't be understood. And so the pure devotees, they have realized their actual form, their spiritual form, the Satchinananda Swarup. In our case, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, so the Acharyas, they all eternal associates of Krishna and Braj. Most of them, and especially in Gopi Bhav, some of them are in Sakha Bhav. So that is the spiritual form which has to be realized slowly but surely by performing devotional service. It is not happening by chance or automatically. We have to endeavor very sincerely and seriously, and then the result will be there. So, here in these pages and in many places, so Prabhupada is explaining, and here also how the living entity, he falls from the spiritual world to this material world because he wanted to enjoy. So first I was thinking, well, not to go too much into the subject matter of the living entity falling, but at the same time I was just looking for some different reason in through my notes, and then I saw some purpose by Srila Prabhupada which is giving some very specific information regarding that matter also. And Prabhupada the Acharya is speaking according to time, place and circumstances. Not Srila Prabhupada only, but the previous Acharyas also. And even the narrator of the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Sukadeva Goswami or Suta Goswami, they give different, according to time, place and circumstances, they present the absolute truth in a different way, so that everyone can take advantage and advance from their platform. Not everyone is on the same platform, like even here. So many devotees are here, and some pilgrims are here, and so not everyone is on the same platform. So, therefore the Acharya is giving knowledge for everyone, so that everyone can advance. And so in many Srila Prabhupada is explaining that we fell from the spiritual world. And that is like also the Christian conception, that we were there with God, and then we wanted to enjoy, and then we came to this material world. So like that. So in the same way the Acharyas have explained, and Srila Prabhupada himself also. So just like recently here I was seeing one video of Prabhupada, he was speaking to Christians. A conference was there, and he was preaching to Christians. And he was saying the same thing. We fell from the spiritual world, because that is what they want to hear, and that's what they learned. So the Acharya is very expert. At the same time, some other places, he's giving some, he's giving also the absolute truth according to Shastra, according to the previous Acharyas. Like in the seventh canto, in the first chapter, so he's explaining there that about Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was asking Narada Muni about how the living entity is coming into this material world. Same question, like many are asking how he came to this material world. And then he's explaining, and he's giving the example of Jai and Vijay, how they came. But actually the eternal associates of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada in the many purpose is explaining that actually Jai and Vijay, the eternal associates. But because it was the will of the Lord that they should come here, because who can fight with the Lord ultimately? Give a good fight. Only His very dear devotees. Others, the demons, even how powerful they are, they're nothing for Krishna. But His associates, because they have love, they can give Him a good fight. Even in Golok Vrindavan, the cowboys, so Krishna is there and He wants to fight, and the cowboys are fighting, and Sridham sometimes is fighting as defeating Krishna. Don't think you're the strongest. I am stronger than you. So like that, and Krishna enjoys that. So there Srila Prabhupada is explaining the purport about the incidents of Jai and Vijay, that actually they are liberated souls. But they came in this world just to fight for a few lives with Krishna, to give Krishna or Vishnu some pleasure. And then they went back. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that actually nobody falls from Vaikuntha. The Nitya Siddhas are not falling down from the spiritual world. Lalita Vishaka, they never fall, they will never fall. Rupa Manjari, Ratya Manjari, they never fell, they will never fall. And just about Srila Prabhupada, what do you think? You can imagine he was ever conditioned? No. Eternally liberated. He was always with Krishna, playing with Krishna. So and then that is actually also explained by the previous acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is known as Saptam Goswami. He was empowered by the six Goswamis to give these transcendental literatures for our time, because the six Goswamis were there in Mahaprabhu's time. The environment was much more conducive. Mahaprabhu was just there. The ten associates were there. So it was a little easier in their association to become advanced in spiritual life. Of course, mostly those who were coming there, they were very pious from previous lives. That's why they took birth there. And we hope that in the future, we can take birth in Gaura Lila, in Prakat Lila, and then we may become fully perfect. And then we may go to Prakat Lila of Krishna in one of the universes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the spiritual master and father of Bhaktisiddhanta Sasana Thakur, so he gave very important books, and there he has given all the philosophy of the acharyas, like Jiva Dharma, Jivka Dharma. So Jivka Dharma, what is the Dharma of the living entity? That is service to Krishna. And there are so many dharmas are there, Vana Ashram Dharma, and even so the Dharma of the Muslims, that is also actually a form of religion, the Christian religion. Like Jesus Christ, he was empowered to help the conditioned souls who are on a quite low level to come a little higher level. So, but that dharma is known as Naimittika Dharma. It is temporary to uplift the conditioned soul to a little higher level. So they can then ultimately come to Nitya Dharma, Jiva Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. That is the real dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Nitya Dharma, Jiva Dharma. So dharma means also the constitutional activity of the soul has nothing to do with the body, with bodily consciousness. The Atma Buddhi is not there, identification with the material body. It is completely on the transcendental platform. So, of course, now we are performing devotional service, we are performing sadhana bhakti, but in the beginning stage, so it is still mixed with the three modes of material nature. But because we are following the pure devotee, we are considered also to be performing pure devotional service. We also, even Prabhupada said, all my disciples are pure devotees, because they were following him, and if they are following sincerely, in due course of time, they will become pure, completely pure. So therefore, even if one still has some material desires, but if he's following purely, he is to be considered a pure devotee. And he has to be respected in this way. So that should be clearly understood. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has explained, Dasha Mula Tattva. So the 10 essential truth, Dash, 10 Mul, root, Tattva, absolute truth. And there he has explained very clearly that Amnaya Praha Para Tattva Miham Rasabdim Vinvam Chatattva. I can't remember the Sanskrit, it's a very long verse. But there he is explaining that the absolute truth is Krishna, and that all the revealed scriptures, Amnaya, they have actually revealed that Krishna is the absolute truth, the source of everything, the source of all transcendental knowledge and bliss. And then he's explaining about two living entities, Vibhinansha Tattva, the Jivatmas, who are part and parcels of Krishna. So then he's explaining about those who are conditioned and those who are liberated. And even Prabhupada has mentioned many places the Nitya Mukta, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Badha, eternally conditioned, or Anadi Badha. Conditioned since time immemorial. But still, they also, Jivera Sarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. Everyone is Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servant of Krishna. So, but some are living entities, so they are still with Krishna in the spiritual world, but they're not engaged in seva. But they are there also. Like for example, Krishna is the source of everything, and the Brahmajyoti, that is the effulgence of Krishna's body, so that is there, and unlimited living entities are there in seed form, in conditioned state. They are nitya badha. And when this material world is becoming manifested, then they fall in this material world. And as they are falling, they actually have the choice. They can, for 1 second, that is explained in Jiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have 1 split second, they have time to see the spiritual world and the material world. But mostly they look to the material world and they become conditioned. Those who are fortunate, by the will of the Lord, ultimately they look towards the spiritual world and then they can go there. And then the material, the spiritual body will be supplied. But the majority, they are falling down here and they become conditioned. And that is ultimately also the Lord's play, the material world. So it is inconceivable. And we should not think, you know, or break our head, why we have come here. You know, we should not break our heads. We are eternal servants of Krishna. And we should serve Krishna. We are servants of Krishna, so we serve Krishna. We should not bother about, Prabhupada used to give the example, just like if somebody is on a ship, and somehow the ship is sinking, and then is falling in the water. So you should not think, why the boat is sinking, how I'm falling now, how I fell in the water. No, he should try to think how I can get out, how I can go to the shore. So like that. So we should think how I can get out of this world, how I can go to Golok Vrindavan. So that should be our main concern now. So, and for that purpose, of course, these instructions are given here, and as explained here, so the dear friend is here, that is the Paramatma. And also another point Prabhupada is explaining, so that the living entity actually belongs to the spiritual world, belongs to Krishna, supposed to serve Krishna. But when this material world is manifested, at that time only Paramatma is manifested. Paramatma is the expansion of the expansion of the expansion of Mahashankarshan, who is the expansion of the expansion of Balaram, who is an expansion of Krishna. So, for Mahashankarshan, Mahavishnu is coming first, and then from his body, so many universes are coming, and then in each universe, Gaurvadaksha Vishnu is situated, and then from the lotus navel, one lotus flower is coming, and Brahmaji, is known as Swayambhu, also self-born because he doesn't have a mother. Vishnu is the mother and the father, everything. And then he's there on the lotus flower, and then he's meditating, and then the next expansion is Paramatma, Kshirodakshay Vishnu, who is accompanying all the living entities in this world, only when they're in this world. So the Paramatma is only there when the material world is there. Otherwise he's there with Shankarshan and Mahavishnu also. And who are all ultimately in Krishna also. So when the living entities are here in the world, they are accompanied by the Super Soul all the time. All the living entities, even the living entity in the cat's body or the dog's body, the bird's body or the ant's body, Super Soul is all-pervading actually. Is accompanying everyone. And as explained here, so the Super Soul is trying to help the conditioned soul to get out. But only the living entity in the human form of life can, by good fortune, realize that somebody else is there in the heart. As explained here. So he's explaining here to Vaidarbhi that we are together here in the heart, which is like a lake and like two swans swimming there. And another example is giving in the scriptures, just like in the tree, the two birds in the tree. One is trying to enjoy the fruits and the other one is simply watching. So the watching bird is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the bird who is trying to enjoy the fruits, that is the living entity. So they are there. And so, but only those who are fortunate actually, they will understand that somebody is here in my heart next to me and is trying to help me. So that is actually only those who are adhering to ultimately Sanatana Dharma, they will understand this fact. All the other religions, they have some vague idea, like the Christians and the Muslims, that God is there in the spiritual world. And like the Christians, they say, God is very old, he's the oldest person. So then he must have a beard, a white beard. So they have some conceptions. And only very few, they may have some idea that he's maybe in the heart also. So they have some conceptions, but not very... very much refined conception, because Jesus Christ he gave some basic ideas just to bring them to a higher platform, although he was actually empowered by Krishna, and he even came to India. He came to Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan. He was in Jagannath Puri. That actually has been stated by many great personalities. In Prabhupada said, and Bhaktisiddhanta, they said that he was Shakti Aveshavatar. So he was a realized soul. And he had cities also. He could walk on the water and so like that. So he was, but the students he had, they were not very qualified. So he could give them only some advice so they could go a little ahead. And he was praying, of course, that in the next life they may come to Sanatana Dharma, they may take birth in India, and they may make some advancement. But then, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation, so who appeared 500 years ago, and inaugurated the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, and he predicted that his names will be heard in every town and village, and it is actually happening. Now all over the world there are devotees and they are chanting Hare Krishna, and so they have the opportunity to accept Sanatana Dharma and make rapid advancement in spiritual life and become perfect. And as explained by Prabhupada in many purports also, that if one is perfect, then one will not take birth again in this material world. And even Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, so that if one is going there, one will not come back here again. And even if he's coming back, because he's liberated, he will not become conditioned. Just like Mahaprabhu is coming always, and Krishna, so then the eternal associates are coming with them. But they are not conditioned. They are not conditioned. So once we are perfect, we will be never conditioned anymore. So we should try to become as soon as possible perfect. And so by chanting the holy names especially, and then so by listening to the super soul. In the beginning, in the devotee's life also, the super soul is there trying to help. And is explained also in the purports by Prabhupada. So he's known as Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master in the heart, that is the super soul. But because we are still conditioned and we are not so advanced, then we cannot hear what Krishna or Paramatma is saying. Therefore, he becomes manifest as the Diksha Guru or the Shiksha Guru. And then he's helping the conditioned soul to make more advancement in spiritual life. But then ultimately, so even Prabhupada is explaining, if those who are more advanced, then they will actually understand, and even if the spiritual master is living, then they may take guidance from the super soul directly, or from the spiritual master, and then they will, especially in our sampradaya, then we respect the super soul Paramatma, Chaturbhuj Vishnu, Jai Pranam, Paramatma Ji, Kshirodakshai Vishnu. But those who are a little more advanced, then actually they will not take guidance from Paramatma. They will say Pranam, Paramatma. But they will pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and they will pray directly to Krishna or to their spiritual master who are there also in the heart. And then they may manifest actually. And then Paramatma is there in the background. He doesn't have to help anymore. The devotee who is more advanced. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. In the Mangalacharan also, it is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Yadadvaitam, what is it? Yadadvaitam Paramadbhutta. Body's getting older, the brain also is not working so nicely anymore, the memory. But there it is explained that that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Krishna. He's Swayam Bhagavan. And there's no truth superior to Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And the Paramatma is simply an expanded form of Mahaprabhu. And the Brahma Jyoti is actually simply the effulgence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So it's there in our heart, Mahaprabhu, and we should realize that. And then we may pray to Mahaprabhu and then he will guide us. And then the super soul is there and we show respect but he's there in the back. But if we are not so advanced as we heard this morning in the announcement, so the devotees are more advanced. Sakyam Atmani Vedanam, as Prabhupada was explaining purpose, a few purpose before, when he's on the platform of Rag, not only Vaidya Bhakti, but he has Rag, he has some spontaneous attachment for Guru, Guranga and Krishna. When the heart is purified, then it will automatically actually manifest the love for Guru, Guranga and Krishna and all the living entities actually. So they have a real love for everyone, those who are a little more advanced. So then they will see Guru, Guranga, Krishna everywhere. They are walking around and they will see, oh, this tamal tree. And then they are remembering the gopis. And when they see the tamal tree, what they are seeing? They are not seeing the tree actually. They are seeing Krishna. Therefore Krishna's name is also Tamal Krishna. Similar color. So they are remembering Krishna there. Or they are seeing the sun. So I'm a householder and I have a house. It belongs to Krishna. Of course my parents gave me the money, but Krishna inspired my father to help me. So I have a nice house in Braj, which belongs to Krishna. But I'm staying there. I'm like to stay there and serve Krishna. Who is here is my house, is in my heart, is in your heart. So as a householder I have to give charity, I'm getting charity, I have to give charity, I'm doing yagas, I'm getting some charity, I'm giving charity. And so many people actually come to my house and they see white skin, they think, oh Videshi has a lot of money. And some know, he's head pujari, he must be getting a lot of money also. Although I'm getting some money from the temple, but no problem. Yeah, so then one Bengali came, Vaishnav, he came to my house begging. So, and of course then very gladly I'm giving. So usually he's only asking for some flour to make chapatis or sometimes rice. Only sometimes, one time in the summer he said, I don't have any fan, please help me. So I bought him a fan. And he wants to build a small temple now. I gave him a donation also for that. So then always he's saying, he's looking at the sun. Because in India you see the sun a lot. That's why I came to India. Because in the West you hardly see the sun. But I like the sun, especially because my health is not so good and I always feel cold. So I like the sun. It's my best friend, Mitra. The sun. Of course in the summer it's a little bit, we still is our friend, but we not stay too much with him in the sun. But in the winter, he's really our best friend when it's cold. And he's looking at the sun whenever he's then. I'm giving the donation. He's Bengali, so by Krishna's mercy, I have a little intelligence, not much, some ability to learn some language. So I learned a little Hindi, and I'm learning some Bengali now also, so I can understand what he's saying. Because many of them, they don't speak much Hindi also. And he was saying, Bhagavan! Ami dekchi, Bhagavan! So I'm seeing Bhagavan, he's looking at the sun. Apni dekchen, he's asking me, you see? I'm looking at the sun, Bhagavan. I'm thinking, yes, Surya Bhagavan, Surya Narayan is there. And then still, but I'm thinking, well, Surya Narayan is okay, but I want to see Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And then anyway, then he goes away, and I'm thinking about it. He's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and then I'm thinking, so he must not be just seeing Surya Bhagavan. And then of course I'm remembering Brahma Gayatri. Everyone knows in India is a secret mantra, but everyone knows in India. Even on the mobile you can hear Om Durbhuvat Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam. You're not supposed to say it, because only the Brahmanas are getting from the spiritual master, and they should not say it loud. But everyone knows Brahma Gayatri. So that is a Vedic mantra, and and only the qualified Brahmanas are supposed to chant Om. It starts with Om. All the mantras, Vedic mantras, are standing with Om, and only the Brahmanas are supposed to chant. Therefore, even in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, only the Brahmanas are actually getting the Brahma Gayatri. The women and those who are not from higher classes, they're not getting the Brahma Gayatri. Even in Gaudiya Math, they don't get. But Prabhupada gave to everyone, because the ladies, they wanted equal rights, so Prabhupada also gave. But he didn't give the Brahman thread. So there, the actual meaning of that mantra is, the external, or the meaning is, we try to meditate on the sun and remember the sun and worship the sun. It is sambandha jnana vidhaya jnana prayojan jnana, the process. First the realization that we have a connection with the Supreme. So, and then the process, and then the meditation. So we worship the sun god, we meditate on him also, and we try to be absorbed in him. But the acharyas have given the actual meaning of that. And they remember, but remembering the sun also, the sun god, they will remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Because Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna are the source of everything. They are the source of the sun. So when we see the sun, so we should remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should remember Krishna. And we should remember Srimati Radharani. The Tej, the Shakti actually from Krishna, that is Srimati Radharani. Even the effulgence ultimately, that is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. So like that. Of course, so we have to get the Brahma Gayatri, and then we can meditate like that. But still, even those who don't have Brahman initiation, but they see the sun, then they may remember not just the sun and the sun god, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna or Srimati Radharani. And of course, even it is explained that the sun and moon are the eyes of Krishna in the universal form. So in this way, we should see Krishna everywhere. But those who are not so advanced, then they will have to come to the temple and have to take daily darshan and pray to the Murti Achavigraha, who is not different from Krishna in Golok, from Krishna in the heart, and from Krishna in the holy names, if it is purely chanted. So Krishna is always with us in our heart, and is there in Murti form, and is there in the holy names. But we simply have to realize the fact. So we have to try to realize that Krishna is always with us. And when we realize that, then we are realized practically. And so that is actually to be achieved. We have to not just theoretically understand, have jnana, but we should try to have vijnana, realization. And that is by chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. But we should chant with a proper consciousness, with some bandha jnana, with some love and affection, and kick out all material desires, not just while we are chanting, but all the time. And understand that Krishna Nam is everything. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kola, Nastyeva, 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 Gatyaranyata. It is the only way. But when we are not so advanced, we have to hear from the spiritual master, from the Vaishnavas, we have to read the scriptures, we have to serve the deities, so we can understand that Krishna and Krishna Nama are not different. Otherwise it is not possible. If you simply try, okay, let me go to Radha Kund and chant Hare Krishna, no need to worship the deities, no need to associate with the devotees, no need to read the scriptures, then we can actually not advance. Even you can live in Radha Kund. But if you don't have the proper association, if you don't follow the process, what you will think? You will think of women and money, and you will go away from Radha Kund. So that is there. So we have to apply ourselves properly. So we have to hear from the Vaishnavas. We have to worship the deities every day. We have to take darshan and associate with the devotees. And in this way, we can chant better and better till we come to the platform of Abhasnam and then Shuddhanam. And then when we are chanting Shuddhanam, then we can realize that Krishna, Krishna Nam is none different. And then we can see Krishna everywhere and all the time. And then we are practically liberated. So it's a gradual process, but in due course of time, if we apply ourselves properly, we will certainly achieve perfection. But the quicker we want to achieve to the goal, the more we have to be actually serious and sincere. And we have to pray very hard to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, the spiritual master, so we may advance nicely in our spiritual life. Maduram madurebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavanebhyopi, harer namaheva kevalam. So the holy names are everything for us, and they're sweeter than the sweetest thing, they're the most effective means of purification, and the most auspicious thing, that is chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Yes, a microphone, please give the microphone.
Prabhu, if someday,
yes,
I become able to see the Paramatma in my heart,
yes,
as it is written in Brahma Sangita,
yes,
some other information is required. In that respect, I like to know from you. From Gita, you have told about the dimensions of the Atma. But about the dimension of the Paramatma, what I have read in different scriptures, it is Pradesh Matra, the distance between the tip of the forefinger and the index finger.
Yes.
And in other places, it has written at the type of thumb.
Yes.
Then the location somewhere, in most where it has been written in the heart.
Yes.
But in some places, it has been written in the forehead.
The forehead, yes.
Acha, but I have also seen if one beating his head, he will remain alive for some time.
If what?
If one's head is beheaded.
If one's head is cut off, yes.
Cut off, like Dakha or
yes.
Wife of Bhrigu.
Yes.
Then mother of Parasuram. They all heads are beheaded.
Yes.
But again it was added.
Yes.
From that it is clear that it is not in the forehead, it is in the heart.
Yes.
So I want a confirmation from you. Regarding the dimension, the doubt is the there are creatures who are not even the dimension of
yes.
a Pradesh. Will it vary from species
yes,
to
different
species?
Scriptures, different and, information are given.
And what is the actual position within the human body?
Yeah, usually the Paramatma is within the heart, that is mentioned in the scriptures, and the size different the scriptures are given is in Dashangulam also, 10 fingers, so this size, 10 fingers, Dashangulam. So sometimes it is through the size of the thumb. So you see Krishna or Vishnu, Yogeshwar, they can become big or they become small. So you know, so sometimes a little bigger, sometimes smaller. Is in your heart, you have a bigger body, so it's a little bigger. Somebody has a small body like the ant. The ant is there, so small. So Paramatma cannot be this big, right? Has to be very small, isn't it? So like that. So Paramatma can be big and can be small. Like that, okay? Yes. So but usually situated in the heart of the living entity. But he can move, he can go up to the head also. And he can go to the stomach also. He can go up and down, he's free, he can go left and right, he's not bound, he can do whatever he wants, okay? So like that. Very nice, you want to see Paramatma, that is okay. But I want to see Mahaprabhu only in my heart. So that is in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We want to see more Mahaprabhu than Paramatma. But if you want to see Paramatma, you may see. Just like Arjuna, he wanted to see the Vishwarup. And he saw the Vishwarup. But then he was afraid, and then he prayed, please, you know, I want to see your original form. And then he showed also Paramatma Rup, Chaturbhuj Rup. But then again he showed two-arm form, because that is most beautiful. And Arjuna is also in that form. Like that. And for example, Mahaprabhu, so he showed even the six-arm form to Nityananda, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, just to show Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also that he is the Supreme Lord, is not different from Krishna and Ramchandra, like that. So if you want to see Chaturbhuj Paramatma, Mahaprabhu, he may also show you that, or Krishna.
He has shown six different forms.
Six different forms?
From Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
And Chaitanya Bhagavat I have read.
Yes. Speak in the mic.
Acha. Yes. From the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita I have read.
Yes.
He has shown his actual figure to six peoples.
Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu. And
yes.
Six different forms.
Yeah, so many forms. He showed Varaha Rup, Nishinga Rup, form of Shiv, because he is Swami Bhagavan. All the forms of the Supreme Lord are in the form of Mahaprabhu. He is none different from Krishna. He can show any form. He can show any form, Mahaprabhu. So you want to see Paramatma, okay? Mahaprabhu may show. But we are satisfied simply in seeing Mahaprabhu and Radhesham. Jai. One more question. Yeah. Mataji has one question. Give the microphone and then we should end, because other duties to be performed.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the beautiful lecture. I was just wanting to make it clear, you said that no one ever falls from Vaikuntha.
Yes.
And especially the eternal associates like Prabhupada,
yes,
or previous acharyas.
Yes.
But what about like conditioned souls like us? What's happening that we fell?
Yes.
How is that
we fell? Yeah. So that is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, that the Krishna is there in the spiritual world with all his eternal associates. And then Vishnu is there, different planets, Vishnu, different Vishnu expansions are there with their associates, eternal associates. They are always liberated. But then the Brahma Jyoti is there also, and they are innumerable living entities. Just like the sun is there, and the sun's rays are there. There are so many little particles there in the sun's rays. So in the Brahma Jyoti, there are unlimited living entities. They're there as small particles. And they're all eternal servants of Krishna. But they're in the conditioned state. And then when Krishna, by his sweet will, Krishna is very amazing, wonderful, and achinta, inconceivable. So then he is creating by his sweet will this material world. And then some living entities, one part of the Brahma Jyoti is becoming covered by Krishna's will, by the Pradhan. The first stage is known Pradhan. One part of the spiritual world becomes covered by Krishna's desire, and that is known as Pradhan. And then afterwards, so then Mahavishnu is coming there, then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and in this way then Prakriti, everything is formed, and then the living entities are falling from the Brahma Jyoti. But they have the choice. It's not they are forced to come here, the choice is there. They may see the spiritual world for 1 second, but mostly they fall. That is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we were always with Krishna. So whatever Prabhupada said is true. We were with Krishna. Nothing is outside of Krishna. Even now we are with Krishna. Even the demons, they are also Jivatma. Those in a demon body, the demons from time immemorials, whenever the material world is created, then some demons are created by the will of the Lord. But they are also eternal sons of Krishna. But they became demon somehow, by associating with the lower modes of material nature. When the living entity is coming in this world, then he's coming in association with the three modes and going to the three modes. One is more sattvic, then he can get the body of a demigod. Those who are rajasic, they come to this world. Those who are tamasic, they go to the lower planets, or they become demons or beasts or birds like this. So it is like this. By Krishna's will, then this material world is manifested and the living entities are falling from there. They are falling. And then they have the choice. And they look to this material world, that means, let me try to see what is there in this world. And then they come to this world and they are conditioned, and then they can try to enjoy in this world. That is according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and if you see the purpose of Prabhupada, it is like this. So Prabhupada, he's empowered by Krishna, by Mahaprabhu, but he was writing his purports reading the Acharya's books, the previous Acharya's. He knew Jayavadam, he knew all the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He knew the tikkas, the explanations of Sridhar Swami. And based upon this, he was writing his purports. Purports is the essence of all the previous Acharya's books. So everything is there. But sometimes it is there like it is in the sutra form, just like Vedanta Sutra. All the Vedas are there in the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta means the end of knowledge of the Vedas. Sutra, whatever, all this knowledge is there, in just a few words it is given. But who can understand these few words? Only if you go to Vyasadev or the representative of Vyasadev. So to understand all these very intricate things of the purpose of Sri Prabhupada, you must go to a devotee who has studied Prabhupada's books thoroughly, from beginning to end, and he has performed devotional service very sincerely and seriously. Then by Prabhupada's mercy he can realize, and then he can explain properly the purpose of Srila Prabhupada by Prabhupada's mercy and the previous Acharya's mercy. Is that okay?
Does that mean that our original position is in Brahma Jyoti?
No. We are with Krishna. Brahma Jyoti, that is Krishna's effulgence. We are with Krishna. We were always with Krishna, but we are not serving Krishna. It is like that. We were with Krishna. Even now we are Krishna, but we are not realized. Even as saying, even the demons, they are also with Krishna, but they don't know. And somehow they're playing as demons in this material world due to the three modes of material natures. So we were always with Krishna, always. But we were not serving actively. Because once you are actively serving Krishna, Krishna is so beautiful, you cannot leave. The gopis, they cannot live without Krishna for a second. The cowboys, Mother Yashoda, not possible. And they are under the Antaranga Shakti, Yoga Maya. It is not possible that they will fall. Not possible. Only if Krishna is willing, the giant Vijay, they came for three lifetimes, you know, to act as demons. But that is explained by the Acharya and by Prabhupada. Still they are liberated souls, actually. So we were with Krishna, but we were not actively serving Krishna. Like that. So we should understand. But once, our spiritual form which is there, our spiritual form is already there. But it is in seed form. Prabhupada has explained also in one of his lectures. Is it in seed form? Just like if you have a mango seed, you eat the mango, nice fruit. Then you have a big seed. You plant that seed inside the ground. Then if you put water and you take nice care, then it will sprout, it will grow. But then you have to be very careful, because there are many monkeys here. They may try to break it. So, but if you are careful, then it will grow nicely, and then the fruits are there, the nice mango fruits. So inside the mango seed, the tree is there also. Inside the soul, the form is already there. And by hearing and chanting and serving, it will manifest fully. And once it is manifested fully, and you are actively serving Krishna, then you will never fall back again. But if you have only partially realized, now we know we are servants of Krishna, we have some realization, still there is chance of falling. But once you are actively serving Krishna, in Prakat Leela even, when Krishna is coming into this world, when you are serving Him, once you have served Krishna, that is known as Vashtu Siddhi, in your perfected form, then you will never fall down again. Like that. Is that okay? Grantra Chimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? So this process of devotional service is very joyfully performed. So, and after the class, you will get some Mahaprasad now. Hare Krishna.